Movie Masses. ABSA.
The headlines. Four men accused of murdering IBA Director General plead not guilty. Union urges members to shun proposed strike action over government's failure to upgrade salaries for deserving teachers. Zelensky urges Trump to visit Ukraine ahead of deal with Russia. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. Four men accused of murdering former Independent Broadcasting Authority IBA Director General Guntila Muleya have pleaded not guilty to one count of murder under Section 200 of the Penal Code before Judge Vincent Siloka at the Lusaka High Court. Two police officers, Tusani Dokoe Basa and Alex Caleb Zulu, along with businessman Samuel Dokoe Basa and accountant Francis Chipioka, face the charge. During the plea hearing this morning, the lawyer to Dokoe brothers, Chawezi Ngoma, explained that Samuel Dokoe Basa, who collapsed in court last Friday and remains ill, is unable to speak, should be examined to determine his fitness for trial under Section 17 of the Criminal Procedure Code. However, Judge Siloka declined the request, noting that Samuel managed to walk to court and that a swift plea was not prejudicial. While the three other accused entered not guilty pleas, Samuel's plea was marked as not guilty due to his silence in the dock. The case will proceed to trial on April 29, 2025, pending the court's receipt of Samuel's medical report. Mr. Muleya's death occurred on 22nd July last year, and his body was found with gunshot wounds a day after he was reported missing. The Educators Trade Union of Zambia is urging its members against participating in a proposed strike action by the National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ. NACEZ has proposed a nationwide industrial strike in response to government's continued failure to fulfill its promise of upgrading all deserving teachers to higher salary scales. But Union President Thomas Sandoi says a strike at this stage may not be in the best interest of members and could potentially violate collective bargaining principles under International Labour Organization conventions. Mr. Sandoi has highlighted the union's commitment to upholding freedom of association and collective bargaining as enshrined in the Industrial and Labour Relations Act, CAP 269 of the Laws of Zambia, and the International Labour Standards, and is engaging the employer to find solutions benefiting members and promote social dialogue. He adds that while understanding concerns around teacher upgrading, there is need to adhere to democratic processes and principles of freedom of association to ensure lawful action.
To all members of Educators Trade Union of Zambia, esteemed colleagues and stakeholders, as the president of Educators Trade Union of Zambia, it is my duty to advise our members against participating in a proposed strike action that is being propagated. At this stage, considered opinion, the strike may not be in the best interest of our members and may potentially violate the principles of collective bargaining as enshrined in the International Labour Organization Convention 98 and 154. As educators, we are deeply committed to upholding the principles of freedom of association and collective bargaining. We believe that our members' rights should be respected and protected.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has announced the opening of 32 new frequencies for new radio stations and existing broadcasting houses wishing to expand their coverage. Addressing the media today in Lusaka, the IBA board chairperson, Chikosola Chula, however, says the authority will not invite applications for television stations due to the unavailability of additional capacity for public and private signal distributors to accommodate more TV stations on their networks. Mr. Chula has explained that the authority engaged a public signal distributor, Topstar, signal distributor MultiChoice, who indicated that their platforms have reached full capacity and can no longer accommodate additional TV stations. He says IBA remains committed to engage with relevant stakeholders to explore long-term solutions for expanding television broadcasting capacity. Further, Mr. Chula says the authority will invite members of the general public, including existing radio stations seeking to expand their broadcasting services, to apply for the new frequencies, particularly to unserved and underserved areas.
Pursuant to Section 20 of the IBA Amendment Act of 2010, the authority will invite members of the general public, including existing radio stations seeking to expand broadcasting services, to apply for new frequencies, particularly to unserved and underserved areas. The authority will tomorrow communicate the details about the forthcoming advertisement, including the application requirements, eligibility criteria, and the timelines. Details of the application procedure and requirements will also be made available on the IBA website. Furthermore, we wish to inform the public that the IBA will not invite applications for television broadcasting services. This is due to the unavailability of additional capacity for public and private signal distributors to accommodate more television stations on their networks.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has secured over 1 million kwacha in redundancy packages for 94 young Fero's general dealers workers after the two parties went separate ways due to contract change. The Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer, Mwaka Ndawa, says the development follows a complaint lodged by the workers against their employer, demanding their dues for the previous contracts prior to signing the newly introduced contracts. Ms. Ndawa says to protect the workers' rights, Young Fero's General Dealers was summoned by the Ministry and a meeting was held with its employees. She explains that the parties were guided in reference to Section 23(2) of the Employment Code Act, which allows employers to seek consent from their workers where alterations are made to a written contract to reflect the changes, which allows workers to either consent or disapprove of the revised terms. Ms. Ndawa says the workers did not accept the alterations implemented by their employer and were as a result declared redundant.
To protect the workers' rights, Young Fero's General Dealers was summoned by the Ministry and a meeting was held with its employees and the parties were guided in reference to Section 23(2) of the Employment Code Act, which allows employers to seek consent from their workers where alterations are made to a written contract to reflect the changes. A computation of the redundancy packages was done by the Ministry pursuant to Section 55(3)(a) of the Employment Code Act, which totaled to 1,128,590 kwacha, and Young Fero's General Dealers committed to liquidate the amount in three installments.
In global news, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has invited Donald Trump to visit his country ahead of any deal with Russia to end the war. Zelensky said in an interview for CBS's 60 Minutes program that before any kind of decisions or forms of negotiations, Trump should visit Ukraine to see people, civilians, warriors, hospitals, churches and children destroyed or dead. The interview was recorded before a Russian missile attack on the Ukrainian city of Sumy killed 34 people, including two children, and injured 117 others. We monitor the BBC for other global stories.
The ousted president of South Korea has denied any wrongdoing on the first day of his criminal trial relating to the short-lived imposition of martial law in December. Yoon Sung-yeol is accused of planning emergency rule with the intent of overturning South Korea's constitutional order. The EU's foreign policy chief has said Ukraine's allies must put maximum pressure on Russia to force it to end the war. Kaya Kallas was speaking a day after a Russian attack killed 34 people. Financial markets in Europe have rallied after President Trump granted temporary tariff exemptions to electronic goods, including those produced in China. The rebound of about 2% echoed gains in Asian markets.
We take a break.
Phoenix FM.
Check.
There we go.
106.7 and 1Z.
And now business news. The business.